Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is WWJ All Local.
Southeast Michigan in line for some severe weather today. AccuWeather meteorologist Dean DeVore says right now the steadiest and heaviest showers are off to the north and northeast, but they are heading this way.
What I'm seeing is the potential for that break in the middle of the action, like I've been talking about, the rest of the morning into the early part of the afternoon. And then the front that will bring those strong to severe storms comes through mid to late afternoon into the evening hours, probably for the heart of the city and near suburbs between about 4 and 8 p.m.
DeVore says the storms could bring damaging winds, hail, heavy downpours, and the possibility of an isolated tornado. Stay with WWJ throughout the afternoon.
Well, the city of Detroit says it may be difficult to get around downtown Detroit due to the NFL draft preps, but it'll all be worth it in the end. Our Mike Campbell joining us live from downtown with a firsthand perspective. Mike, you're experiencing the crackdowns of those parking where they shouldn't be parking and walking where they shouldn't be walking.
Well,
right?
The Detroit police are doing their best to keep people moving through downtown Detroit, which is difficult because a lot of downtown Detroit is shut down for the NFL draft. All of this is good, except for if you get on the wrong side of one of those cops. Don't do that. Trust me. Been there. Done that. It wasn't fun. You want to follow their directions, and they are at every intersection waving you through, especially on Larned. A lot of the streets are going to be closed down just for the weekend, but some, I'm told, are going to be closed through May 6th. So it's going beyond just the NFL draft. I don't know if that's teardown or whatever, but I'm not the only one getting confused. Nicole Palmer is a delivery driver for dentist and doctor's office.
Downtown, 20th floor. Which parking is usually a challenge, but it took me 2 days to figure out I could park here. Yesterday they got passed because couldn't park. Today they have this open for parking.
Yeah, and right now I'm looking at a truck driver that's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 huge generators, I assume for the NFL draft, who is not getting through where he needs to go. He can't get to Jefferson, and he's going to have to back up onto Larned. Boy, it's going to be just part of the NFL draft experience here in downtown Detroit this weekend. You can get around. Don't stay away just because it's busy. Just be ready for a little extra time and some hoofing on foot. Reporting live, Mike Campbell, WWJ News Radio 950.
Beautification of the city of Detroit continues as thousands are expected to descend downtown next week for the NFL draft. Light art has also been installed on columns near the Detroit People Mover. Detroit Transportation Authority, Ernest Latham.
It's going to be permanent. It'll be part of our landscape. It'll be at two locations. It'll be on Larned in front of the Coleman A. Young Municipal Center, KMAC, city-county building with it. Whatever you're familiar with. And it'll also be across Woodward Avenue, right by Grand Circus Park. So it'll be a nice, beautiful gateway entry into the downtown area.
Latham says the art can be used to celebrate other things in the city as well, including sports teams and local colleges.
We'll get an update on the progress made in Michigan's biggest city tonight as Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan is set to deliver his 11th State of the City address. You'll hear it right here on WWJ at 7 o'clock. His theme focuses on the city's neighborhoods. The mayor plans to address the public on Dexter Avenue on the city's west side, an area that's expected to get over $21 million worth of improvements with a new streetscape, cafe, park improvements, and murals. His State of the City address comes one day after some major announcements, which include a decreasing violent crime rate and increasing home values.
People are wondering what's going on with the Detroit Zoo's water tower, which seems to be undergoing a transformation of sorts. WWJ's Charlie Langton is trying to find out. He joins us live. Are you climbing up there, Charlie?
Well, I'm not going to climb up there, Jackie, but I'll tell you what, I've driven by it, though, and I was just there, and it's on Woodward near 696. This is the Detroit Zoo we're talking about, but it's actually in Royal Oak, and that huge water tower is painted white with a blue stripe on the bottom. So what's going on? What's going to be painted there? Well, the person that actually has a lot of say, so I thought, Royal Oak Mayor Mike Fournier, he's on the Planning Commission, and he was presented with some changes, and they approved the changes, but as far as the final design, Mayor, is it a secret or what is it?
You have this huge water tower. How is it going to be a surprise to everybody? I mean, the creativity in keeping it a secret while they're doing the work is also, I think, pretty amazing as well.
So it's a secret. No timetable, and no one apparently has a clue. The mystery design. What do you think about the water tower at the Detroit Zoo? Reporting live, Charlie Langton, WWJ News Radio 950.
An investigation at Michigan State University into a suspected hate crime.
Michigan State Campus Police and Public Safety has identified seven suspects in connection with the assault of two people at the MSU main library Monday evening. It's unclear if any arrests have been made. The suspects assaulted two people, potentially selecting them because of their sexual orientation. None of the suspects are affiliated with MSU. Anyone with information on the investigation is asked to call MSU police. Beth Fisher, WWJ News Radio 950. The fate of an old elementary school in West Bloomfield is still up in the air. WWJ's Taylor Dietz joins us live with the latest. Taylor.
Hi, Jackie. It was only 2 weeks ago when an Oakland County judge removed a court order allowing for the demolition of the 104-year-old Roosevelt Elementary School in Keego Harbor. Yesterday, now, a judge issued a stay which is pausing demolition plans for 14 days. Activist Kirsten Douglas said this is a good thing, saying the community has not stopped trying to save the school.
That the community continues to show up at the study sessions, the special meetings, as well as the board meetings. There was a board meeting on Monday, and I think it was 22 individuals spoke, again, asking for the board for fiscal responsibility, for sustainability, for environmental consciousness, because we're concerned about this abatement and demolition.
Preservationist group Heart of the Lakes wants to appeal as they want to repurpose the building. Their original bid was denied by the district as they think the best course of action would be demolition. Reporting live, Taylor Dietz, WWJ News Radio 950.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune to AM 950. Follow WWJ on our Odyssey app or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.